And I think the full-time whistle has blown. It has indeed. Fist pumps for the St. Michael's folk. They've claimed a narrow, narrow victory. 9 points to 8. That free from Michael Langan in the 60th minute. A very, very challenging free it was for St. Michael's, who had failed to score in the second half up until that point. But their county star, when they needed him, he delivered and fired over the bar for a big, big point and a big, big victory for St. Michael's. Of course, it really was the tail of two halves in this round. Gale force breeze blowing down towards the town end at the bridge. St. Michael's were 8-1 up at half time. Dunloe got 7 unanswered points in the second half. But then Langan, he was the man who was able to find that winning score when the game was in the melting pot right at the end of the match. So St. Michael's go on to 6 points in the table, 3 wins from 3. Dunloe, very competitive in this championship, it has to be said, but this is their first defeat. They'll be disappointed, maybe take a couple of learnings from it, some lessons, but disappointment for them. It's not easy to get a result at the bridge. So full-time score here, Kieran, it is St. Michael's 9 points, it is Dunloe 8 points.